Hello, and thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Billy Newman Photo Podcast.
Today, I wanted to talk to you about trying to find a location for a photo shoot. Now, recently, I've been trying to go out into some of the lake areas around the Cascades, as you're kind of getting into the upper Cascades, to try and find a location to do a photo shoot with a vehicle, kind of a larger vehicle. And so I've tried to sort that out. It's kind of an interesting project. It's cool. And it's tough, though, because you think, well, it's a beautiful area up there. Lots of roads and stuff. It's really nice. So, of course, it'll be easy. We'll just go out there and take a photo. But it's interesting, it's a little more complicated than that in some sense, because you have to kind of lay out a way to get there. And really, in a lot of circumstances, when you're taking photos as a tourist or photos as a traveler or an explorer, using elements that just sort of occur happenstantially in the scene, you're waiting for a moment of serendipity to happen where, some kind of element of light, of natural light, and then of, character or presence of a person in the frame, and then some kind of element of color or whatever it is that you're trying to lay out in the photograph. You apply that vision that you have of it with your camera to the scene, and then you're able to make a photograph out of it. And that's really cool stuff. But when you're trying to set up a pre-planned photo shoot with a list of objectives, it's kind of complicated to just do that happenstantially, kind of walk around and roam about some road and try and get photographs of something fantastic. It's a little bit, I guess, I found more complicated than that. You're like, duh, Billy, of course. So with that, I've been trying to go out in advance of a photo shoot coming up to try and plan some of the locations that I can get to try and get the photographs that I'm looking for. Essentially just like location scouting, I suppose. But I know where the location is, but just none of them quite work right. It's like, an area, it's a tight road. It's like, dude, you just want to take it on a road, is it? Or how do you set it up? How do you fake? Or what is an element that you fake, in a sense, that makes it actually more real? It sounds weird to say it that way, but like, how is it, if you just kind of pull into a campsite, well, maybe that's a little too compact to really shoot the scene of camping. So maybe if you went out to a wider area that wasn't really specifically listed as that, you would have a more interesting frame of reference visually to compile those elements. So I guess there's a few things like that you're trying to throw in there. So recently I was trying to go out to try and find a location to get something for a photo shoot. It was kind of interesting. It was fun trying to figure out, but it just kind of brings up that element of like, how do you do that? How do you do production of stuff, or how do you do like pre-production of a scene that you're going to try and get a photograph of? I don't know if anybody else out there has any experience, but if you do, shoot me a message. I'm on Instagram at Billy Newman and on the internet at BillyNewmanPhoto.com.
You can see more of my work at BillyNewmanPhoto.com. You can check out some of my photo books on Amazon. I think you can look up Billy Newman under the authors section there and see some of the photo books on film, on the desert, on surrealism, on camping. Some cool stuff over there.
My name is Billy Newman. I'm a photographer based in Oregon. I do a lot of landscape work. And this image was taken in California on a trip that we did to Mount Shasta, to the east side of Mount Shasta, which is kind of a really cool spot. It's kind of interesting, near the town of Mount Shasta, near the town of McLeod, if I remember right. There's a lot of good stuff over there, a lot of good camping too. There's a lot of, I think it was the Shasta Trinity National Forest that stretches out over there. So there's a lot of public land that's developed enough and accessible for a number of things you can do for summer recreation. It was pretty cool. I remember going up to a lookout tower up there, checking out some stuff. I think there's a fire lookout tower. Some old timer was up there too. But this image was taken on Government Camp Road in the evening as the sun was setting. And this is kind of looking up to the, I guess it's the east face of Mount Shasta on the east side. And it's a really beautiful spot, but I kind of love the angle of it there, kind of the sweep that the mountain had. And I tried as hard as I could to sort of square that up the way I wanted and match that up with the trees and the grass and the shadows and get some of those tones. But this was shot on that N80 film camera, some of my best images from one of the cheapest, most, I don't know, just common cameras that are out there. Really cool stuff, and I love that I got it. It's really fun. Reminds me a lot of great stuff from that trip. It's cool.
You can check out more information at BillyNewmanPhoto.com. You can go to BillyNewmanPhoto.com/support if you want to help me out and participate in the value for value model that we're running this podcast with. If you receive some value out of some of the stuff that I was talking about,
you're welcome to help me out and send some value my way through the portal at billynewmanphoto.com/support. You can also find more information there about Patreon and the way that I use it. If you're interested or feel more comfortable using Patreon, that's patreon.com/billynewmanphoto. So I've been checking out the IPFS network. I've been talking about it a few times before here on the podcast, but it stands for Interplanetary File System. It's kind of a cool way of creating a distributed hash table network. I don't know how it works. It's something where it's like a distributed network instead of having like a server system. So I've been trying to set that up. It's pretty complicated, but you can go to Sidereus and download a program called Orion, and that's like a browser that you can use to upload and then download, send files back and forth over the IPFS network, which is pretty cool. It's kind of interesting. So I downloaded it on a couple computers here at home, and I was trying to use this this key to connect the two of the nodes together so you could kind of create like a direct connection in the network. And I was trying to do this with a couple other computers I had around the house too to do some stuff. But yeah, the IPFS stuff is pretty interesting. I've been trying to put up some media stuff onto that over the last couple days. I've been using a site called dsounds.audio, and I'm trying to upload a bunch of MP3 files of my podcasts, and it's just kind of interesting to check it out. But yeah, it looks like a lot like SoundCloud or something when you'd use it, but instead of any of those files existing on a website's server, they exist distributed across the world, the United States. I don't know how far it's really distributed yet. But those files are distributed on different computers, so it can be reproduced from different areas of the network. It's interesting. I don't know. I'm kind of curious how it works. I'm also using this video program or video website called D.Tube, I think is what it is. It's supposed to really just be like a YouTube clone, and it works pretty well. It's not, I think, the full resolution and flow that YouTube is, but really, as it goes, it's quite far along for what you would think to do with it. I've also been checking out BitChute, which is another sort of YouTube video competitor, but they do a lot more with ads and with paid content. And I think that the DTube stuff is, I don't know, it seems like a little more like homegrown in some ways when you look at the website, but as I consider it, I think it's ad-free. It's crypto, decentralized. It's interesting. Like when you log in, you don't really even use your email address or anything like that. It's just, it's this cryptographic key that you log in with, and that's like your account data. And no one has it. So if you lose it, then it's gone, I think, forever, you know? So it's kind of cool checking it out. You can go to your page, you can kind of upload media like you would on YouTube or something. It's a little slower though, it seems like. That's definitely something that I was noticing. I'm trying to make an upload right now and it's going fine, but I think it's a little bit slower than maybe some of the other like YouTube or something like that. If you're uploading a 1080p video, it'd be more robust as a service. This is definitely like something, some piece of the internet that's being made by people like you and me. So it's kind of cool that it works at all, really. But yeah, I think these DTube sites and DSounds sites are going to be kind of interesting media players, but just interesting kind of media side features that I think are kind of interesting as people are starting to maybe consider moving away from centralized services like Facebook and Microsoft and Apple and Amazon and all that. So yeah, it's kind of, and Google, YouTube and Google and all that, but it's cool trying to check out the IPFS stuff and get it connected. I was trying to upload some videos that I have on my YouTube page right now, and I'm trying to download a bunch of YouTube videos also, like a bunch of the YouTube videos that I have. There's a couple different features out there. There's like maybe one that you've heard before where you put SS before the YouTube domain name, and that'll send you over to a website called, I think it's like Save Form or something like that. And then you can download sort of a lower resolution version of that
that file, which saved me a couple, or that helped me out a couple times. It was audio and video of it. You can download it. I think it was ad free. It was a website that kind of pushes you to buy stuff a lot though too. I think the way the service works. I was also trying to check out this thing called YouTube-DL, which was like a YouTube downloader. So I was trying to go through and download some of the videos that I had on YouTube, but that I don't really have like the same clips from on my computer. So it's cool. I don't know. I've been going through and checking out some DTube and what is it? D-Sounds? Distributed Sounds. Distributed audio. It's kind of cool checking it out. So I'm uploading a video in the background right now on my laptop. It's a screen capture video working in Lightroom and going through the editing of a photo. So I'm throwing that up there on DTube, which is probably going to take forever to upload. It's kind of a larger, I think it's like more than 10 minutes or something like that. It's more than a gigabyte. So it's like a bigger file for that network to take. So I think it takes like a little bit more time, but it's cool. I'm trying it out and I guess we'll kind of see how it goes. It's also cool too. I guess you can publish websites to the IPFS hash tables also. Like if you write like a static HTML site or an HTML CSS site, I guess you can package that and then upload that, and you will have a web link to go to that HTML site, and it will pull up like it was pulled up on a server, which is pretty interesting. I haven't really learned quite enough about it yet. I'm trying to figure it out a little bit more. I want to try and get some kind of distributed blog website up, or something where you can kind of update it a couple times. I think there's another one called steepshot.io. That was this photo sharing website that I was checking out, which is kind of cool. All these are still in alpha. And I was having a hard time actually like getting stuff to upload when I was using it. So it was kind of interesting, but I think it's stuff that it kind of comes and goes as you're sort of an early adopter of some of the services. But I'm going to try and use steepshot.io to continue doing some stuff too. That's another distributed photo sharing site, which is kind of cool. I think when you post a photo, it posts it to the blockchain ledger. This is still sort of something that's out of my depth, it seems to me. But I think it's kind of cool that you're able to do stuff like that and put stuff up on the web and download it from the web without ever really going through a centralized service. So it's kind of fun stuff. But
thanks a lot for checking out this episode of the Billy Newman Photo Podcast. Hope you guys check out some stuff on BillyNewmanPhoto.com. A few new things up there, some stuff on the homepage, some good links to other outbound sources, some links to books, some links to some podcasts, links to some blog posts. All pretty cool. But yeah, check it out at BillyNewmanPhoto.com. Thanks a lot for listening to this episode of the podcast. Talk to you next time.